Hi, this is Anna, and this is Check It at the Round Table, where we discuss movies, books, music, and stuff. Today we are discussing Mr. Hart, Season 1, Episode 4. This episode I really liked, even though it wasn't really a funny episode. And again, these are extremely short episodes. They're like 11 minutes. Seriously, folks, I don't know why they did that, but it seems that Korean BL movies are arranged in very short snippets, and I'm not sure why. And then they take them on Vicky Rukaton and put them into one movie at the end of everything. And you're going, why didn't we just do that from the beginning? But anyway, I digress. But this episode involves Sangha and Jinwon. And Jinwon is really upset at Sangha because Sangha had a attempt at a romantic moment with him in the last episode, and that did not go well at all. And Jinwon is really bothered by it. But the thing I find interesting about people is there are two reasons people are bothered in life, it seems. One reason is they're just bothered because they really are bothered. The other reason is because they know they like something, but they don't want to deal with that part of their lives, and so they're bothered by it. And usually in life, there's no middle ground here. It's either A, they're completely upset about something, or B, they're upset about something because it's triggered something else and they don't know how to handle it. And that's the more dangerous kind, in my opinion. Because, you know, bother you can deal with. The triggering of emotional setbacks, you really have to do a lot of damage control with a lot of times. I'm just saying it's a mess. But anyway, so Sangha and Jinwon are not really on good speaking terms because Jinwon is upset at Sangha. And then Jinwon decides to go and talk to Sangha because he's tired of avoiding him. And he's upset that he himself is avoiding him, and he's upset that he's curious about why on earth Sangha likes him. So he ends up going to Sangha's dorm room, which the funny thing is they are right beside each other in the dorm rooms. So he's always walking around in a huff in his dorm room, which is right beside Sangha's dorm room, okay? So I don't know, I find this extremely amusing on a weird level. I don't know, maybe it's just because I'm looking at him going, kids are weird. And I mean, we don't really grow out of that as we become adults. And some of us sit there and watch the other adults and go, you know, we're all still kids. I mean, even the ones who are watching everybody else, it's like, yeah, we're all kids. But anyway, so Jinwon comes back into Sangha's room and says, why are you this way? And this is really bothering me. And so Sangha then takes him to go deliver milk because Sangha learned how to pace because he delivered milk. And what you find out about Sangha is the third year of elementary school, Sangha's mother, who was the only parent he knew, passed away, left him with a lot of hospital bills to pay, and Sangha had to deliver milk within a set time frame in order to pay the bill that was left by his parent that had died. And the thing Sangha has is at the end of the milk run, Sangha takes him to his favorite spot where he goes to be at peace, Jinwon. He takes Jinwon away and he says, the reason I was able to get through everything is because when I was in high school and felt like, you know, life sucked and I wanted to end it all and, you know, I felt like I'd probably be doing milk for the rest of my life and not much else, delivery, I saw you finish a marathon and you were so cool and awesome finishing that marathon that the only thing I knew to do is I could give you milk on the top of your locker. And so I did that. And then I learned how to run better myself as I delivered the milk because I had something, you know, to look forward to at the end of it. I could, you know, give you the last bit of the milk that was left over that was an extra. And that made the whole run worthwhile for me. And then he kind of breaks down and loses it, poor guy, Sangha. And he basically says, thank you for being that person that you didn't know you were the person that kept someone else going through all the hard stuff. You were. And then Jinwon realizes he probably needs to be a little nicer to Sangha no matter what. I mean, I don't mean to bother him. He's going, you know, no matter how that whole thing plays out, Sangha does not need Jinwon berating him, treating him badly, whatever. He just does not need that in his life. So anyway, he says, you know what? You can be my pacer. And so at the end of this episode, Sangha is back to being Jinwon's pacer, and that is where we are at with Mr. Hart Season 1, Episode 4. And with that, Anna out. Check it at the round table. Bye!